Okay, let's continue now with question number 6. When do people go to Shinto shrines? Okay, so what is your answer?
Okay. Japanese people visit shrines on New Year's Day and other ceremonial occasions such as weddings. Also, people pray for their happiness and longevity and childbirth and the success for business and examinations.
Okay, all right.
At shrines. Also, people buy a lucky charm at shrines for protection from illness, disasters, and accidents.
Okay, sure, that's fine, it works. Okay, yeah, all right. These lucky charms, what is that?
Lucky charm is it's called omamori in Japanese. It consists of a piece of paper or wood covered with a small pouch. It is believed that has a power for protection from evil spirits.
Okay, right. All right, so these little charms that people buy them especially to protect against evil spirits or protect against what, traffic accidents, illnesses, things like that. Good, all right. When do people go to Shinto shrines?
People go to shrines on many occasions during a lifetime. First of all, when the child is born, parents take the child to the shrine to pray for divine blessing. And girls of 3 and 7 and boys of 3 and 5 are taken to shrines to celebrate their growth. And also some couples conduct weddings at shrines. And also on every year basis, people go to shrines on the New Year's holidays for the good luck, to pray for the good luck of the year.
Right. Okay, good. Tell me about Shichigo-san.
Shichigo-san literally means 7, 5, 3. And children of the girls of 3 and 7 and boys of 3 and 5 are taken to shrines by their parents on November 15th or nearby weekends. And after going to shrines, they have a big, huge meals at homes. And also the girls wear kimono-like clothes. Well, is it kimono?
Yeah, we wear kimono.
Yeah, kimono. And, and boys wear hakama when they visit shrines.
Okay, good. All right, good. Yeah, with Chitose Ame too, right? Okay. Tell me, when do people visit shrines?
People go to shrines on special occasions such as New Year's Day, births, and marriages. People also go to shrines to pray for good luck regarding examinations or businesses or for protection for unhappiness. Personally, I go to shrines during the New Year holidays to pray for health and happiness of my family.
Okay, good. All right. Where is the famous shrine people visit?
Meiji Shrine is very famous. Meiji Shrine is located near Harajuku, and it has a big gate at the entrance. And you also enjoy taking a walk through the big forest to reach the main hall. Then also you can see the traditional wedding ceremonies.
Okay, right, if you're lucky. Right?
You're lucky.
Yeah. Okay, good. All right, sure. Okay, let's try one more time. When do people go to shrines?
People go to Shinto shrines on special occasions such as New Year's Day, births, and marriages. And on November 15th, girls of 7, boys of 5, and 3-year-old children of either sex are taken to shrines by their parents to give thanks and pray for a divine blessing. They might also go to shrines in order to pray for good luck regarding business or examinations, or for protection against misfortunes.
Okay, good. What is one of the other basic reasons why you go to shrines?
Asking divine help.
Well, okay, right, that's the main reason. What's another reason?
Another reason?
Anybody? Why do you go to Kyoto? Why do you go to Kyoto?
The church.
To what? Sightseeing. Right? Aren't some of these shrines used, actually people just visit to go sightseeing, right? Same for temples, right? Kiyomizu-dera, people don't go to pray so much as they go there to look at the site. That's the temple, but yeah. And even Meiji-jingo.
Visit shrines, we pray.
Right, you pray, right, sure. Right, tsuideni, kind of tsuideni, right? You go there, oh, let's pray, now we're here. People do that in Europe, in churches too. They become like, you know, something to see, something to look at, not just to pray for religious reasons, but when you're there, people pray. Okay, good. Let's go to the next question, which is, what is Buddhism? And the only thing I think it's a little nicer in your answer to put in the word religion in this. So Buddhism is a religion that was founded in India and introduced to China, da da da. So Buddhism is a religion. It just sounds nicer, maybe. Because the answer for Shinto, what is Shinto? Shinto was the indigenous religion of Japan. So what is Buddhism? Buddhism was founded in India, but it doesn't tell what it is. It's a religion, right? So what is Buddhism?
Buddhism is a religion. It was founded in India by Gautama Siddhartha, and through China and Korea, it came to Japan in the 6th century. And in Japan, it was divided into many sects, and sometimes each sect fought each other for their doctrines. But after Meiji Restoration, no help from authorities, so temples must survive by themselves, so it started to organize, especially funerals. Mm-hmm. And so nowadays people go to Buddhist temples when people die for the ceremonies, for the funeral ceremonies.
Right, okay. Yeah, okay. I should have laughed, of course, it's a serious subject. People go to funerals when they die. They go to Buddhist temples when they die. I guess that's true. You're there. People go to Buddhist temples for funerals, maybe. For funeral services or something, right? Okay, good. Tell me, what is Buddhism?
Buddhism is a religion and was born in India and came to Japan through China in the 6th century. Buddhism lead people to enlightenment through very severe self-training. Since the Buddhism was introduced to Japan, many monks established many kind of sects, Buddhism sects. The samurai classes, the samurai class select the Zen sect, which require the very severe self-control and discipline to samurai. And this matched the samurai's mentality. On the other hand, the common people believed in other sects in which the people can go to can be invited to the heaven with praying.
Only maybe by praying.
Huh?
Only by praying.
Only by praying.
Huh?
Nowadays, the people's faith in Buddhism is losing.
Is
disappearing.
Yeah, okay.
But it is still common that funerals are conducted in the Buddhist priests.
Say that again.
It is still common that funerals are conducted by Buddhist priests.
Okay, it is common for funerals to be conducted.
For funerals.
Yeah, it is common.
It is common.
For funerals. To be conducted.
To be conducted.
Yeah.
Okay.
That sounds a little bit. It's common that, and it's common for funerals to be conducted.
Funerals to be conducted
by Buddhist priests. Priests. Okay.
Okay.
Good. Let's try one more time. What is Buddhism?
Buddhism is a religion found in India by Buddha, introduced through China and Korea to Japan in the 6th century. It teaches the way to enlightenment and has exerted great influence on cultural and spiritual life of Japanese people. For example, many Japanese people hold their ancestors' grave at temples, even though they are not really Buddhist. And also when they hold memorial services or funerals, they usually call a Buddhist monk and conduct services by the Buddhist style.
In the Buddhist style.
In the Buddhist style.
Uh-huh. Okay. Good. All right. Let's see what her answer is. What is Buddhism?
Buddhism is a religion founded in India and introduced through China and Korea to Japan in the 6th century. And it teaches a way to enlightenment. And Buddhism flourished in the Nara period in the 8th century with the support of emperors. Then later it spread to samurai warriors and common people from the 12th century. And during these periods, many temples had been built throughout Japan, and many of which are also known as tourist attractions, are also known as tourist attractions, such as Kinkakuji Temple in Kyoto and the Todaiji Temple in Nara.
Good. Okay. You didn't mention here, but it says Buddhism influenced the spiritual and cultural life of the Japanese. Do you know how it influenced?
I found out that Zen sects of Buddhism had a strong influence on Japanese culture because Zen Buddhism put an emphasis on kind of self-control, and it's a very strict. And the way when people do the tea ceremonies, there is strict rules in the tea ceremonies, so it connects to you. It has some connections between Zen Buddhism and the Japanese traditional cultures.
Sure. Okay, right. Tea ceremony is a good example because it has very strict rules, and that's kind of like what the Zen, especially the Zen sects of Buddhism did. Good. All right. Let's go to the next question, which what is the ultimate goal of Buddhism? In the answer they have here in the second line, the name of Gautama Buddha. If you don't like to say Gautama, you don't have to. You can just say Buddha if you don't want to say his name. And in the last line they have here, Buddhism. Believe that people suffer because they have worldly desires. Sounds a little bit easier to understand. Rather than believe that people suffer because of worldly desires, because people suffer because they have worldly desires. Good. Tell me, what is the main goal or ultimate goal of Buddhism?
The ultimate goal of Buddhism is to get a state of mind which is free from suffering by getting rid of worldly desires. And the Buddha, a founder of Buddhism, believe that people suffer from the worldly desires. Especially in Zen Buddhism, people do silent meditation to get a calm and relaxed mind.
Okay. What are some of the worldly desires?
Worldly desires means that every desire is related to our lives, like eating.
Okay, it's a gluttony. I think there's a fancy word in English. Gluttony means eating too much. Gluttony.
Gluttony?
If you say eating, yeah. Eating is not really a... Is that a real desire? You need to eat to live, right? But gluttony is overeating. Gluttony. I think it's G-L... It's gluttony. G-L-U-T-O-N-Y. Like,
regarding gluttony or did I... the feeling that people want to buy something.
Okay, that's lust.
Lust.
L-U-S-T. Okay, lust also has things, lots of desires of things you want, you can't have, including, you know, fancy jewelry and things you want to buy. Also, sex is considered lust, is like you want to have, you know, that type of desire. And what else?
What about the desires that people want to be more famous?
Vanity?
Vanity?
Being vain. Maybe that's kind of vanity. Self-centered. Yeah. So vanity. V-A-N-I-T-Y. So yeah, these are some of the desires. There's also an anger, greed, arrogance, jealousy, foolishness. These things are all, I'm sure, you know, part of these desires. Okay. Good. Let's ask the same question, number 8. What is the ultimate goal of Buddhism?
The ultimate goal of Buddhism is to attain a state of mind which is free from suffering by getting rid of worldly desires. Gautama Buddha, the founder of Buddhism, believed that people suffer because of worldly desires.
Okay, sure. Okay. Let's try one more time. What is the ultimate goal of Buddhism?
Ultimate goal of Buddhism is peaceful of our mind. Just okay. To recite Nembutsu.
The scriptures? The Nembutsu is a scripture, isn't
sutra.
It? Sutra. Okay.
Sutra.
Yeah, sutra. Okay.
People believe they can go to heaven after they die.
Mm-hmm.
So very easily, just to believe in Buddha, they will be saved in the after world, aftermath.
Afterworld.
Afterworld. Mm. So, in this world, people suffer a lot of worldly sins, But after they die, very, very peacefully, they can go to heaven.
Okay.
Like other religions.
Right, okay, good. One more thing. Say the first thing again. What is the ultimate goal of Buddhism?
Enlightenment of our mind.
Okay, say that and make full sense. What is the ultimate goal of Buddhism? Start again.
Ultimate goal of Buddhism.
Oh, the ultimate goal.
The ultimate goal of Buddhism is the enlightenment of our mind.
Okay, that sounds good. Yeah, the first time I think you had some grammar trouble. Okay. What is the ultimate goal of Buddhism?
The ultimate goal of Buddhism is to reach enlightenment, getting rid of worldly sins and desires, and reaching enlightenment. Mm-hmm. What else? This is what Buddha has done in India,
long time ago,
ancient
times.
In ancient times.
Okay.
Yeah, but that's all.
Okay, right. Yeah, sometimes you don't have to stay too long. That's fine. Okay. Let's go to the next question, which is, what is Zen? Okay.
Zen is Zen Buddhism, which is one of the sect of Buddhism. Sitting meditation is a core aspect of Zen practice. Through sitting meditation, people try to reach enlightenment and enlightenment. Then concepts have greatly influenced on traditional Japanese culture, such as the tea ceremony, flower arrangement, and landscape garden.
Mm. Okay, and gardens, right? Okay. If you don't want to say landscape garden, it isn't the tea ceremony, gardens, and flower arrangement or garden design or something. Yeah, good. Okay, where can I practice Zen? Where can I go to practice Zen? Oh, yeah, that's Zazen, I guess. Where can I go practice Zazen? That's the next question, but anyway, since I asked.
At Zen temples.
Okay, yeah, where? Not sure. He knows, right?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, I live in Kamakura, so I know that. In Kamakura, there are many Zen temples, such as Kenchoji Temple, Enkakuji Temple, and Jomyoji Temple. So in these temples, Zazen practice.
Right, we can practice Zazen.
Yeah.
We can try Zazen.
Try Zazen.
Yeah, okay, good. Yeah, so he's from Kamakura, so Enkakuji and Kenchoji are very famous for people to try. Okay, Zazen, I guess that's the next question. But has anyone tried Zazen? Oh, you have? Okay, good. You want to answer? Listen, what do you say? Tell me, what is Zazen? I'll just go to the next question.
Okay.
We'll jump around a little. Okay.
Zazen is a way of religious meditation, and it is practiced while seated on a zabuton for a cushion, with the legs crossed and each foot resting on the opposite thigh. And Zazen is practiced in Zen Buddhism. And every day, Zen Buddhist monks wake up around 3 o'clock and practice Zazen. And many Zen temples offer the time of Zazen practice for common people, especially on weekends. And then if you have time and if you are interested in Zazen, I would recommend Kenchoji Temple in Kamakura, which is the oldest Zen temple in Kamakura, and it is very huge. And as a whole, we practice Zazen is very huge, and the floor is covered by fresh tatami mats, and you can smell the fresh air of tatami mats, and also the hall is open to the garden. So while doing meditation, you can hear the sound of water running through the pond in the garden, and also you can hear the cozy sound of birds and insects, and it's really relaxing.
Oh, okay. All right, that sounds good. Yeah, so yeah, the Kenchoji, I hear, is very popular, one of the more popular places. Good. Okay, so if you want to try, I've never done it. I can't sit on the floor. It's not, I can't meditate. I can't sit on the floor. That's the first step. I can't do that.
No, you can cheat.
Oh, you can cheat?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. Get hit on the back.
If you wish, you can be hit.
Oh, okay.
But if you don't want to be hit,
it's okay? Oh, all right. Good. They become nicer, huh? Okay. Let's go back. I guess I didn't ask the question about Zen too much, so let's go back to that one. What is Zen?
Zen Buddhism emphasizes silent meditation as a way to enlightenment. Zen concepts have greatly influenced on the spiritual and cultural life of the Japanese.
You say Zen Buddhism has greatly influenced the Japan.
Influenced the spiritual and cultural life of the Japanese.
Right. No on. Okay.
Mm-hmm. No on. Mm-hmm. The famous culture is flower arrangement, landscape gardening, and tea ceremony.
Okay. Can you tell me about the tea ceremony?
The tea ceremony is the tea ceremony is drinking the Japanese green tea, powdered green tea, and with the serene and calm mind. Their people sit on the floor, tatami mats, and have a bowl. Then they
pass.
Yes, they pass the bowl to the next person, and they also enjoy the refreshment.
Sweets. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, right. So there's time to practice the Chanoyu and tea ceremony. Okay, they practice. What is it? They pass the tea bowl. Koicha is passed. Usucha. Which one? Koicha is passed, right? Usucha is just your own bowl. Yeah, so it depends on the koicha or usucha. So not always is passed. Right? The koicha is passed. Usucha is your own bowl. Okay, but it's a ceremony of drinking centered around drinking tea, but there's also many, many rules and procedures. Okay, good. Okay, let's go to what is Zen. One more time, let me have you ask the question. What is Zen?
Zen Buddhism emphasizes silent meditation as a way to enlightenment. I read online, it's a school of Mahayana Buddhism that asserts that enlightenment can be attained through meditation, self-contemplation, and intuition rather than through faith and devotion, and that is practiced mainly in China, Japan, Korea, and Vietnam, that I really don't know about not through faith and devotion that part.
Oh, okay.
But the online said that.
Okay, well, that would you.
Yes, the concepts have greatly influenced many aspects of Japanese culture, including the tea ceremony, landscape gardening, and flower arrangement.
Right. Okay, sure. What they're saying is that some religions practice that you pray to God, pray, and you, become happy, you can go to heaven, where Zen is more your own peace of mind. By meditating, you become enlightened, you become peaceful with God by meditating, thinking wonderful thoughts or thinking no thoughts, where other religions, you know, you have to pray all the time. So I think that's the difference, is meditation and praying is a little different. Okay. What's the famous Zen temple in Kyoto?
Kyoto. Tenryuji?
Okay. Tenryuji is famous, yeah.
So it's a dry landscape garden. That's...
I think Ryoanji.
Ryoanji, yeah.
Tenryuji also has one, no?
Yes.
Tenryuji also has one, yeah. But Ryoanji's is more famous. And dry landscape garden, what do we usually call that? Do you know what they call that?
Karisansui.
In English, a lot of times they say rock garden. Rock, R-O-C-K. Yeah, many people. If you look at the tour guide books, the guidebooks, they say, you know, rock garden for Ryoanji. Do you know about that? Can you tell me more about Ryoanji?
Ryoanji?
And the rock garden?
I have never visited.
Oh, okay.
But what I heard is Ryoanji has 15 rocks. But each rock has so intricately arranged, you can't count 15 of them.
Right.
And some visitor asked the guide, I can't see only 14, I can't see 15 total. Why? And the guide said, that's Japanese culture. One is hidden. Hidden part is always existing. That's Japanese culture.
Oh, okay,
Japanese
right.
Culture.
The 15th is in your mind. You have to imagine, meditate, right? Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, the famous thing about Ryoanji Garden, there's 15 rocks or big stones, and you can only see 14 from wherever you sit. You see different 14, but you never see all 15, right? And then the rocks are what, mountains or islands, and the white sand is
water,
maybe clouds sometimes. Okay, good. Okay, let's try Zazen. I'll go to you. What is Zazen?
Zazen is a way to meditate.
Okay.
People sit with their legs crossed and put each foot on the opposite thigh.
Thigh.
And it is practiced in Zen Buddhism.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah, if you look at the answer here in the book, it's only, you know, just a little over two lines, so there's not much they're saying. So you don't have to make long answers all the time. Many times in the tour guide test, if you make too long of an answer, they don't have a chance to ask you more questions. And one of the techniques of the guide test is for them to ask you at least about 5 questions. People who are asked more questions, or people who answer more questions have a better chance of passing. So rather than talk for 3 minutes for one answer, you think, oh, I'll talk for this because I know lots about Todaiji, or I know about Meiji era. It's too long. Don't talk 2 or 3 minutes. So each answer should be about 1 minute or so. Make it nice answer. But short answers are also fine. Okay, so don't think you have to talk. Good. All right. Let me have him answer too. What is Zazen? I think you answered Zen. So what is Zazen? Okay. Or you didn't answer one of these, so why don't you try?
Zazen is a practice of Zen Buddhism sect to reach enlightenment, getting rid of desires, worldly desires and sins, and thinking no thoughts. In the practice, you are supposed to cross your legs and straighten your back. Zazen is famous. Dharma, who is an Indian person and moved to China, is famous for Zazen. It is said that he made Zazen for 9 years facing a war. So it's very famous.
Okay, so he did that. What is this Dharma?
Dharma, yeah.
Yeah, so what is Dharma?
What is Dharma? Oh, okay. It's Dharma, we call it Dharma-san. You said that Dharma-san in Japanese?
Yeah, okay. Dharma, yeah.
Dharma-san is from Saint Dharma. Because he made Zazen for 9 years, so his legs and arms are lost. Mm. So his body is round. So Dharma-san is a doll covered by red paint. If you push it, Dharma goes back.
Yeah, comes back. Yeah.
So because it has I don't know what's called the weight at the bottom. Mm. So it's shows or tells us the good signature, good fortune.
Right. Okay. Right. So good fortune. It's a way to show us perseverance. You never don't fall. Don't stay down. You come back up. Always right. Come back up. Always try.
Always come back. Yes.
Right.
So it's.
Right. Okay. And Dharma, what has no eyes?
Dharma has no eyes initially. Mm. But if you did something good, or if you are successful, you can get. You can put eyes on the door.
Right, okay. So sometimes if you make a wish, you paint one eye and make the wish, and if the wish comes true, you paint the other eye.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. There's a question there in Sambyaksen, but what is Dharma? Yeah. It's the paper mache doll, and sure, there's things you can say about that. Okay, there's two more questions I'll finish today. One is Kanon. This is probably also not a very long answer, so... what is Kannon?
Kannon is the most popular bodhisattva in Japan. A bodhisattva is one who is not yet a Buddha, but has advanced very far on the Buddhist path.
Okay, sure. Okay.
And usually they make a great vow to help other people before becoming a Buddha themselves. Mm. Commonly known as the Goddess of Mercy.
Okay. Sure. All right. Let's listen to some more. There's maybe some more information you can add. Okay. What is Kannon?
Kannon is the most popular bodhisattva in Japan. And Kannon is a god of mercy who promised to save all the people. So the face of Kannon looks so calm and kind and beautiful. So many people think Kannon is a woman. Mm. But actually, according to the Buddhist books, Kannon is a man.
Oh, okay.
Kannon is a person who can change the gender.
Oh, okay.
And if you travel around the Tokyo area, Sensoji Temple has Kannon statue in the main hall, and also if you have time to go to Kamakura, Hasedera is very famous for housing relatively big Kannon statue.
Okay, right. Yeah, there's a big Kannon in Hasedera on the hill. Good. Okay, let's try once more, see what other information we have. What is Kannon?
Kannon is the most famous bodhisattva in Japan, and it is believed to be the deity of mercy who vowed to save all people. I would like you to recommend to go to Horyuji Temple in Nara. It has a very famous bodhisattva statue. Its face is very beautiful and calm. Yes. Then you also enjoy the temple itself because it is on the World Heritage list.
Okay, right. Good. How about one more time? Let's try. What is Kannon? What is your answer?
Kannon is the most popular bodhisattva in Japan. It is believed to be the deity of mercy who took a vow to save all people. Buddhism holds that the Kannon bodhisattva is incarnated in 33 different shapes for its mission of mercy.
Okay, yeah, there's different shapes. I've heard, don't some Kannon have many different faces? 11 or something, and they have many arms. Some statues have Kannon with lots of arms to help people. Ah, that's it, yeah, the thousand hands or something, right? Yeah, so that's one of the forms it takes to help people with lots of hands, maybe have many heads to think or something. I don't know exactly, but okay. And some are just a plain statue with one face and looks very peaceful. Okay, good. Let's go to the last question, which is Shichifukujin. Tell me, what is Shichifukujin?
Shichifukujin is from seven gods.
Okay, once more. Shichifukujin?
Shichifukujin is...
R, well, okay, is, maybe. Probably R, because there's seven, right? R.
Are seven gods. Uh-huh. Six gods and one goddess. Usually depicted on a treasure ship, and people decorate Shichifukujin to wish for wealth and a lot of fortune.
Okay, where do people decorate this? Where do you put it, or when do they do this?
On the shelves.
Okay, they put it on the shelf. Is there a time of year people do this?
What is called a kind of uchiwa?
Kind of fan? Paper fan?
What is it called? Akumade.
Akumade, the rake.
Rake.
Ah.
Especially people who takes care of business, shopkeeper decorates.
Right, the kumanote, is it kumanote? Kumade, right, that's the rake, R-A-K-E, that has the, that
kumade
they buy.
Gathered a lot of fortune.
Right, but that also has the boat with the seven deities?
I think so.
Oh, okay, all right. Let me ask you, what is Shichifukujin?
Shichifukujin are the seven gods from China and seven gods of Chinese, Indians, and Japanese origin. Shichifukujin are considered to bring us wealth and fortune. In Tokyo, if you go to a shrine or a temple, you can find, you may find one of them. And nearby the temple or shrine, you can find another six gods for six temples and shrines.
Right. So you, what we call, go on a pilgrimage. Do you know that word?
Pilgrimage.
P-I-L-G-R-I-M-A-G-E. To go on a pilgrimage. To take a pilgrimage.
To take a pilgrimage.
To go on is better. To go on a pilgrimage. And that goes from one place to another.
Yeah.
Shikoku is famous for the pilgrimage of what, 80? Is there 80? 80, 10, is it 80? 88? 88, right? The temple. So that's a pilgrimage to go from one place to another. And the Fukujin has, some temples have one god, another has another god, another has another god. So you go to six different temples to pray for all of these, right? So go on a pilgrimage to six different temples because some have the deity there, or the god there, is one of the seven deities.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Let's try once more. What is the Shichifukujin?
Shichifukujin are the seven rocky gods of Indian, Chinese, and Japanese origin. Six gods and one goddess are usually depicted on the torture ship, and it is believed that they bring happiness and fortune.
Okay. What is one of the gods?
One of the gods? For example, Ebisu is one of the gods.
Is that the god of beer?
Yeah.
Huh? No.
you can the picture of the beer can. And,
what is he the god of? He's the god of
Japanese origin god.
Uh-huh.
The god of fishes or merchants.
Fishers. I don't think people say fishers, but fishermen.
Fishermen. He usually he carries a fishing rod and a sea bream.
Right, so it's actually, fishermen sound sexist, I guess mostly men do it, but fishermen and what, merchants? Because he brings, supposed to bring money for commerce, for business, right? Oh, I'm sorry, what was that?
Can I say the god of a good catch?
Yeah, okay, good. You can say good catch. Now, what do you catch? You're catching men for husbands or what?
Catching fish.
Fishing, yeah, to make a good catch, to make good business. Right,
good business.
Yeah. To make a good catch is okay. Make sure you know that you're talking about fish, though. Because sometimes people, the women say, oh, I got a good catch. Well, oh, I married a doctor. Right? Excuse me. Okay, let's try one more and we'll finish. What is Shichifukujin?
Shichifukujin literally means seven gods bringing in good fortunes. And these seven gods are gods from India, China, and Japan. And the origin of Shichifukujin is in the Muromachi period in the 16th century, when people fed up with wars and common people began businesses.
Okay, so people got fed up.
People got fed up. With war.
Excuse me, yes.
And they need good fortunes. And now, going on a pilgrimage to find out seven gods is popular.
Right, okay, right. To go on a pilgrimage
To find out seven gods.
Right, is popular.
Popular.
Right, okay, right. There's some gods. Like Ebisu is the one for what? Fishermen and what? Merchants. Benzai, is it Benzai?
Benzai 10.
10, right. Benzai 10 is the one that's for arts and especially music and culture. Some are for abundance, for plenty things. plenty of things and good health and things like that. So, okay, I guess we've answered all of the questions, went around. What I'd like to do, you have any questions? Anything you're not sure of? Okay. Well, if not, if you don't remember now, you can ask me anytime next week if you'd like. Next week, again, is more religion. And again, some of these questions are, you know, you maybe what you can also do is recycle some of these questions. For example, today's question number 4 and next week's number 12 is basically just recycle the question, your answer. You don't have to make a new answer. They're very similar questions. So you can recycle some of that. Some of this other stuff is also, like, you have answers for Torii, things like that. So again, we'll do that. And we'll probably, because some of these are short answers, I will probably review questions from this week and the first week. Okay? All right, well, have a nice week, and I'll see you next week then. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.